Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pat Iyer, and this is Legal Nurse Podcast, where we share with you tips and techniques to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Debbie O'Grady is my guest today. She knows what it's like when there's just too much to do and the day flies by way too fast. She's kept herself busy for years working on getting her business off the ground until she finally got focused and within 9 months hit six figures. Debbie O'Grady's clients call her the Queen of Accountability because she helps them do what she did for herself, which is get on track, stay focused, and make more money. Debbie and I met years ago, probably either at a Michelle Sism event or at a NAMS event. I'm not sure which it was, Debbie, one of those two conferences.
Mm-hmm. One of them, yeah.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's wonderful being here with you.
Let's start talking about goals, because I know that you've, in our introduction, talked about the importance of accountability or being held to goals or tasks. What's the importance of having goals in a legal nurse consulting practice?
You know, it's the biggest thing that it's going to help you with is to be able to stay focused on a certain goal. And your goal is going to be something fairly large, so it's going to have a lot of tasks. And along with those tasks for that goal that you're working to accomplish, all kinds of things happen, come in throughout the day that you have to take care of. So having these goals, and honestly, it's even or just as important to have those goals written down. It's not just having the goals in the back of your mind. Actually writing them down helps you to know that that's what you're working on. And in the introduction, you talked about how I stayed busy. I stayed busy for many years and wasn't actually accomplishing my goal until I wrote it down and started laying out what the tasks, the action steps were that I need to take in order to accomplish that goal. And once I did that, then I had something I could truly focus on. And all those other distractions, all those other things that happened throughout the day, the phone calls, the emails, the, you know, getting out onto social media, all those things, I just planned them out as part of my daily action steps. So I knew that, yes, I could do those things, but I would focus on them for a very specific amount of time, and then I'd go back to the action steps that I knew I needed to take in order to accomplish my goal. So if you don't have a goal and you don't have it written down, then you're just staying busy and you're not necessarily working on building your business and accomplishing the things that you need to accomplish, getting the work done that you need to get done in order to grow your business.
I know that sometimes legal nurse consultants might have as a goal that they will obtain 3 new clients over the course of a quarter. And it sounds to me from what you've just said that obtaining those 3 new clients would involve a series of specific marketing techniques or tasks that could be written down and then tracked to make sure that the legal nurse consultant was accomplishing those responsibilities that are part of marketing.
Absolutely, because you're absolutely right. Is the obtaining the clients is definitely your goal, because that's what's going to bring the money and that's what's giving you the work as the legal nurse consultant. And then my very first question when somebody tells me to have a goal like that is, okay, so what's the very first thing you're going to do to obtain those clients? Are you going to make phone calls? Are you going to go out networking? Are you going to actually be in a place where you can meet those particular clients or people maybe that know those people that need your legal nurse consulting services? So then you have to lay out, so those are your tasks or even their smaller goals. So you lay out where you're going to go, where you're going to meet these people, and then what are you going to say to them? What are you going to do? Is it going to be a phone call? Is it going to be an email? How are you going to actually contact them? So can you see how you take a larger goal of having 3 new clients and you keep breaking it down into like a little bit smaller goals until actually you have those tasks, those very specific action steps. And I use that word tasks and action steps as the same thing. You have the actions that you're going to take in order to do the smaller goal and then the next action to do the next smaller goal, all working towards accomplishing that larger goal of the 3 new clients that you're going to get.
Tell us about a goal journal and what purpose that might serve.
So I think that's a great thing to have is a goal journal. I've not called it that, but I love that. I'm going to actually start using that, the goal journal, because what it is you've written it down. When I tell people that in business, so as a legal nurse consultant, you have certain business goals. Well, even the fact that you created this business, that you started this business, you became a legal nurse consultant, that started off as a dream. It was something that you really wanted to do, wanted to accomplish for yourself or as a way to help others. It was a dream. And as soon as you wrote it down, so writing it into a journal, it becomes a goal. And I think it's really important to anytime you have a dream or something keeps coming to you that this is something I want to do, I want to accomplish, putting it into that journal now turns that into a goal, and it's written down. It's going to be there where you can look at it, that once you accomplish one goal, what's the next thing you're going to work on? Go back to your journal and look at that. You don't have to sit there and think it up right at that time if you have that journal and you're writing it down whenever it comes to you. So I think it's really important to have that, and it just means that you always have goals out there that you're going to be working on. You might actually be working on more than one at a time because there's things that you do up to a certain point in one goal set of actions, and maybe you have to wait for something else to happen. So you're not going to sit and twiddle your thumbs. Go ahead and look in your journal and what's the next most important goal for you. That's the other thing, is to prioritize these dreams that you've written out into your journal as goals, so that you're not working on something that maybe is 10 years down the road. It's there. It's written down. So you've got it as your goal, but by prioritizing these goals as you write them down, you know which are the most important ones to work on and to accomplish to be able to get to some of those other ones that maybe are more longer term.
I have found an online version of this and a website called Asana that I'm sure that you're familiar with, which is spelled asana.com, and it's enabling me to document my goals, all of the tasks that are associated with those goals. And in my case, I have a virtual assistant. I have a webmaster. I have a second webmaster. I have people that I can assign specific tasks to in order to help me accomplish the goals. And then every day I get an email from Asana that says, you have 12 unfinished tasks. And it will give me what I have to do. I put in the specific task and the due date, and if I go past the due date, then I get the email. But I can also go onto the site, click on my name, sort all the tasks by due date, and then look at, this is what I should do today. This is what I need to do tomorrow. This is what I need to do by next Friday to keep me focused on what I should be doing.
That is so great, Pat, such a great example, and I love Asana, team works, any of those kinds of applications that help you to stay focused. It stops you from being distracted and sitting there and having to figure out, so, okay, I finished this, what do I do next? Some people write to-do lists, but having it in an application like Asana, just exactly the way that you talked about it, is you took the time to plan out your actions as new things come up that you know you're going to have to take an action on or a task that you're going to have to accomplish. You just go into Asana and add that and add a due date. And it shows you every single day. You don't have to refigure it out. It shows you what you're going to do and each day and the week. I mean, even out until that particular goal is accomplished or that project is finished. You know, whatever, however you want to think about it, whether it's the word goal or word project. I think Asana might call them projects, but it's always the goals that you're looking to accomplish that you're working on. So I think that's a great, great example. It's a wonderful idea for people to use as an online application like that to stay focused.
You just mentioned the word distraction, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges that we have to deal with in our culture right now, with so many interruptions and opportunities to be taken off course. What happens when we stop work, for example, to check email?
Well, you know, what I have found, and as the accountability, you know, the queen of accountability, that's the biggest problem that a lot of people have, and it's what stops them from accomplishing the goals or even the smaller tasks that they need to do. Because if you're working on one of your tests that you have to do for your legal nurse consulting practice, if you're trying to write something or you're doing research, and all of a sudden you get a ding if you're on your computer and you get a ding that either you've got an email that came in or somebody, you know, is asking you a question on Facebook or even a phone call. I actually even turn my phone off so I don't hear my phone ring. Because if you stop yourself from doing that research or writing what you're writing in order to answer whatever that distraction was, it takes you away from your whole train of thought, and then it takes you even more time when you get back to it to remember where were you, to get you back in the flow, back onto that train of thought. So honestly, what I do is I just stop all those distractions. I don't have my email set up to even pop up. I actually schedule time to go during the day, several times during the day, to go look at my email. There's nothing that is happening that is such an emergency that I have to know every time somebody sends me an email. And I get too many emails during the day for me to have anything set up like that anyways. And it's the same thing with social media. That is part of my downtime, is to just go out and see what's happening on social media, but I set a time limit for myself to do that. Even with email, I set a time limit to say, okay, I'm going to take a 15-minute break now, so 5 minutes of that is going to be to check email or go look at social media, and then I walk away from my computer for at least 10 minutes. I have to get up, and I try to get up from my computer every couple hours just so I'm not sitting there all day long after 8, 10 hours and find out that, you know, my legs are tired, my back is tired from just sitting too long. So finding ways to avoid those distractions, just stopping the noise from even happening, is going to help you to concentrate on the task at hand, and you'll find you get it done faster.
And the work that legal nurse consultants do is very detail-oriented, analytical, in which we really have to immerse ourselves in the sequence of events or the flow of a case or the details of a care that a person received. It's like diving into a pool and coming up to the surface This, of course, will lead you to visions of drowning, but you're in the pool and your head is above water, but you can't climb out of the pool until you get beyond a particular phase in the case. And it requires a lot of absorption to do the kind of work that we do. Also, because we are billing by the clock, we are on billable time, we have to be extremely good and careful about recording when we stop and start working on a case. So if we get interrupted with a phone call, we've got to stop our timer or sign off on our worksheet or whatever system we're using, and then take the phone call and make sure that we're not charging the client for that 10 or 15 minute phone call, and then resume the timing again on the case. So that interruption has financial consequences if we're not extremely careful about shutting off and turning back on our timekeeping mechanism.
And I will even add or reiterate the whole thing of getting back into it. You know, when you took that interruption, that phone call or whatever, you've still got that on your mind when you hang up the phone and then you start your clock again and you're sitting there saying, okay, so where was I? That's a cost to your client also, that if you hadn't taken that phone call, there wouldn't have been an interruption. You wouldn't have lost your flow. And it can take a good 5-10 minutes to really get yourself back into where you were. And over time, if that happens multiple times, that adds up. That adds up to an extra half an hour, an extra hour that you're billing for that project that you're working that maybe you really weren't working because you had been interrupted multiple times. So it's something to think about. And in fact, when you were giving your example, Pat, about the diving into the pool, all I could think of was, when you jump, and I'll just say jumping into the pool or diving, but when you leave the diving board, imagine if somebody yelled your name, and so all of a sudden you look to the side. What does that do? You haven't even hit the water yet, and you're being distracted. So think about it that way, that, you know, you've got to focus on what you're doing and shut out all those other distractions so that you can do your best work.
I know that nurses are trained to multitask. For example, on a busy medical surgical floor, the nurse is walking down the floor thinking about the patient in 13 who wanted a box of tissues, the doctor who she called and she's waiting for a return phone call from the doctor, the patient who's asking for something for pain, the colleague who's saying, can you please help me turn this patient over? All of those functions are the multitasking aspect. Tell us about single tasking versus the multitasking that we're used to. Which is more effective?
Well, certainly single tasking is more effective because it's just what we've been talking about. And so I'm going to give you Debbie O'Grady's opinion right now, is I absolutely do not believe anybody can multitask, because your brain can only do one thing at a time. Now, you can certainly have a lot of different things in the back of your mind, but that's not truly multitasking. Multitasking would be if you were listening to a book on your headset and vacuuming the house. You would consider that multitasking, but in reality, if you see something on the floor that needs your attention, you're no longer listening to that book. Your brain cannot do two actions at the same time. It can only concentrate on one thing at a time. So if you have all of this in your head that you're trying to remember, it's another distraction to do that. So I know people think of that as multitasking, but in reality, when you really think about what is it that your brain is concentrating on, it's only concentrating on one thing at a time. So what's the most important thing that you as a legal nurse consultant need to be doing? And is it talking on the phone and trying to read an email on your computer at the same time. You can't do that because you're not giving attention to the email, and you're certainly not giving your full attention to the person on the phone. So I don't believe in multitasking. You're going to accomplish more when you focus on a task at a time. Now, you can work on a task for a certain length of time and then stop that task and go work on something else. So if you have multiple things you must finish throughout the day, that's the way that I would suggest, is that you set yourself time limits. And I actually even use timers. I use my timer on my phone all the time. That's why I'm not normally late for a phone call or a meeting. I set my timer enough ahead of time so it goes off to tell me, Debbie, you need to stop what you're doing now and get ready for this next thing that you're scheduled for, your next commitment that you have. Also, when I'm on social media, I set timers so that I don't get lost in social media, following one rabbit trail after another. So, but again, I do believe that doing single tasks at a time, and that's what you concentrate on, is how you're going to really accomplish your goals. That's how you're going to get everything done. That's how you're going to stay focused.
So the next time that we're tempted to read our email while taking a phone call, we should be aware of the fact that the person that we're talking to is going to be able to tell that we're reading our email mm-hmm. while speaking to mm-hmm. them. I know I've had that experience.
I can tell. When I'm asking, talking to somebody and then I ask them a question and it takes them a second it's almost like to get back to me
mm-hmm.
that they were doing something else. They were absolutely doing something else. Yeah.
Well, I wanted the last part of what we're talking about to explore some more suggestions for staying focused, because I think this is a huge issue for our culture. I have a speaker buddy who is an expert on technology addiction and the harmful effects of all of the electronic devices that have crept into our lives and continually offer suggestions for distractions. And there's been a lot of disruption in many ways. People who have, like the guy who was reading his cell phone in the Grand Canyon and walked right off the edge because he wasn't looking at where he was walking. People who have been killed. People have driven into trees because they were texting, or one guy who was playing Pokemon Go and drove into his tree. So many harmful risks associated with our addiction to technology. So help us pull back from that and say, how can we really stay focused so that we can accomplish more of our goals?
So, and we've talked a lot about it throughout this whole podcast, is when you plan out your day, plan out what you know that you need to work on. What I actually do when I lay out a plan, so people call it a to-do list, and that's absolutely fine if you call it that, but I lay out the timing that it's going to take, or at least the durations of time that I'm going to work on something. So if I need to write a blog post, I may say, okay, I'm going to work on this for 15 minutes. Now, I may not get my blog post written in 15 minutes. Some people can do it that quickly. I tend not to. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on it for 15 minutes, and then I'm going to work on something else. So I set myself up 10 to 15 minutes. You can really stay focused on something. Now, granted, for legal nurse consulting, a lot of what you do takes a lot more time than that. But how long can you stay focused? So you have to figure that out. And I use timers. I talked about that. I just set timers on my phone. I always, usually the night before I go to bed, I look at my calendar for the next day. My business is a little bit different than legal nurse consultants. I do phone calls throughout the whole day. Every half hour I might have a phone call. I might have 20 a day for consulting. But what I do is, in order to not be late to not have one call overlap another, I do set up timers the night before on my phone to say, okay, I have a call at 11 o'clock, so I have to be ready for it. I have to be prepared for it, which means I have to have reviewed my notes of that person that's doing the call. So I set a timer for 10 minutes before 11 so that I stop whatever it is that I'm working on at 10 minutes before that call, 11 o'clock in this example. And then I can pull up the notes for the person. I can review it. I can be ready. And what I do when my timer goes off is I hit snooze because I have a 9-minute snooze. And that's why I went 10 minutes before the hour. And once the snooze goes off, now I know I have 1 minute. So now I can get my headset together, get ready to dial into the telephone number to make, you know, get the call ready. But that's what I use to focus, because distractions get you unfocused. And it's kind of like, what are the things that you can do to stay focused? And most importantly, understand how long you can stay focused for. If you can stay focused for a good hour at a time, then set that amount of time aside, shutting off all other electronics so nothing happens. Unless there's an emergency, there's no reason for you not to work on what you're working on, whether it's your research or your writing the reports, whatever you're doing, that's what you're working on during that period of time. So by planning out your day or and your week, because that's the other thing too, is a lot of people plan out just day by day by day, and they're not seeing what is out there like 2 or 3 days ahead. So I plan out my day and I plan out my whole week so I can see what's coming up. And then use timers to help you stay focused and make sure you do take breaks in between. You know, I think those are some of the most important things to do that will help you to stop those distractions and to be able to accomplish what it is you need to accomplish.
I love the idea of timers. I use them
all the time.
Yeah, I like that. That is very effective. And of course, our smartphones have a little timer feature that's quite accessible. I also keep a pad of paper next to my computer. And when I'm tempted to stop what I'm doing because I remember something else that I need to do, then I write a note down so I can immediately refer back to what I was doing. But I've got that little note documented so that I don't run the risk of sitting at the end of my session saying, now, what was that idea that came to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that's perfect. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about how our listeners can learn more about you and what you offer.
Well, thank you. And so my website, my business is called The Accountability Squad, and my website is theaccountabilitysquad.com. And people can just contact me. There's a contact form on the website, or even, you know, I have a opt-in on my website where people can sign up. And what it is a 7-day productivity course. So every day you get an email that is just one little tiny thing to do to help you learn how to increase your productivity. So it's very much on this topic of what we talked about, which is eliminate your distractions and stay focused. And you can just sign up for that right there on my website. Or email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at theaccountabilitysquad.com. I'd love to hear from your folks.
And this has been Debbie O'Grady with Pat Iyer talking about staying focused so that we can accomplish more goals. Thank you, Debbie, so much for being part of our show.
Well, thank you for having me, Pat.
And stay tuned, listeners, for our next episode. Be sure to leave a comment on iTunes. You can reach our channel at legalnursepodcast.com. And that's a plural, legalnursepodcast.com/iTunes. will take you right into iTunes where you can leave a review and a rating. Please contact us if you have questions or suggestions and add a note to our blog post episode on LegalNursePodcast.com. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.